This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1935. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 19th, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Canada, China, Cuba, Denmark, Equatorial Guinea, France, Germany, Indonesia, Malaysia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Russia, Scotland, Solomon Islands, Sri Lanka, Syria, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Manuel Mendez in Spain continues to observe the only shortwave station in Antarctica on 15476, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, LRA 36 at Base Esperanza. On Wednesdays only, he's hearing it with an early broadcast before the previous sign-on time of 18 UT. June 13th, he was hearing it as early as 16:35 UT, a carrier at least, at his home location, and a much better signal via the remote receiver in Paraguay with Latin American songs at first. And it suddenly went off the air at 18:40 UT on that date, after having provided a fair signal. Last week, I previewed the once-a-year broadcast of the BBC World Service to the British Antarctic Survey. It's always on Midwinter Day, as it's called, even though it's the first day of winter, June 21st at 2130 to 2200 UT. There are greetings from family members to the few people stationed all winter in Antarctica. We had some frequencies based on those they had used in previous years, but now on the NASPA Yahoo group, Dan Ferguson in South Carolina has a different set of frequencies, he says. The latest info for this, two of them are via Wolverton, UK, aimed almost due south, 5985 and 9890. And the third one is via Ascension on 7360 at 207 degrees. I think it's interesting they have an antenna aimed in that direction, which they surely have no use for except for this 1/2 hour per year. We continue to have frequent reports of the two low-power private Australian shortwave stations on 60 meters, 4835 Aussie Radio from New South Wales and 5055 4KZ in Queensland. These are mostly reported from Western North America by Mick Dummage in Alberta, Ron Howard in California, and also Dan Sheedy in California. But now I see some reports from elsewhere in the world. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports 4835, June 13th at 2045 to 2056, extremely weak with songs in English. Also reported by Anker Peterson in Denmark via the WB Radio YG. This was June 14th at 2010 to 2135. He says it's about 10 hertz above 4835, a clear carrier with extremely weak audio and English talk. Nevertheless, he gives it a SINPO of 35421. There's been a mini-DX meeting in Mato Grosso, Brazil, and Daniel Williams has been posting some logs by one of his colleagues on HCDX, Ivanildo Gonçalves, including 4KZ Australia, 5055, June 19th at 0950. With music, they're using a simple beverage antenna. Another catch from that same source reminds us of that way out of band Bolivian on 4410, Radio Echo in Reyes. He says it's on the air 24 hours, possibly only 200 watts, but heard at 2320 UT on June 18th, when one would expect it to be on the air. The best heard Bolivian used to be Radio Santa Cruz on 6134.82. Manuel Mendez in Spain reported June 14th that it was off the air because of a transmitter failure. It had been on the air the previous week with a strong but distorted signal. He contacted the station and got a reply by email saying that they have problems with their shortwave transmitter but would be solved and back on the air June 18th. So I checked for it UT June 19th at midnight 53 and heard only one barely audible carrier, about 6134.89, which I think must have been the Brazilian station Radio Aparecida, which had been almost zero beating with Radio Santa Cruz, but not quite, perhaps in a failed attempt to eliminate the heterodyne. Anyhow, Santa Cruz may not come back on exactly the previous off-frequency as before, so let's keep checking. Andy Reid in Ontario informs us that CKNT in Mississauga is now on the air, and that's the Toronto suburb, 960 kilohertz. It's 2 kilowatts in the daytime, 280 watts at night. June 19th, around 12 UT, they were playing classical music with a test announcement, giving out the call sign, phone number, and Gmail address. Ron Howard in California reports that Voice of Strait China is heard on a new schedule, June 15th on 4900 and 4940 at 1107. They were running the same programming parallel for about an hour, but switched to different programs after 1200. Next day, June 16th, says he was surprised to find both frequencies on the air as early as 0947 UT with separate programming, Minan on 4900 and news program on 4940. Mano Riddle at WRTH had speculated that they are on the 60-meter band already at 1015, so perhaps the daytime frequencies, 6115 and 9505, have been dropped altogether. And Ron says, believe he is probably correct. Ron Howard also reports on 6035 PBS Yunnan, June 16th at 1233 with her usual relay of FM 99, but he says, not sure if it's appropriate any longer to call this PBS. It seems the name People's Broadcasting Station is no longer in fashion. Perhaps Broadcasting Network will be the future correct title. This may help explain why last year Sichuan PBS 2 stopped using their nice IDs in English as Nationality Channel Sichuan, the People's Radio Station. Note that on March 18th, there was a reorganization. The new State Administration of Radio and Television, SART, was formerly the State Administration of Radio, Film, and Television, SARFT, and the State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film, and Television, SAPPRFT. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. For example, June 13th at 1411 UT on 13740, I was hearing the CRI, or China Plus English relay, but Radio Havana's Spanish was audible underneath. They were about 1 hertz apart and making a squeal. So they let two transmitters run at the same time on the same frequency with different programming. The Spanish is supposed to stop just before that at 1400. And it's totally unclear what transmitter sites are involved, whether they are the same or different ones of the three available. In QSL World of Rusty X, Dmitry Elagin reports on a reply he got from Stig Hartvig Nielsen of Denmark's only shortwave station, World Music Radio. This was published on June 17th. He said conditions on shortwave are generally poor. I'm only using 50 watts on 5840, so no wonder it's hard to receive WMR at your location. However, I hope to take a new 250-watt transmitter into use the coming weekend, so that would increase your chances of hearing it. And when 15805 kHz is ready, I will think you will stand a good chance of receiving World Music Radio. About Equatorial Guinea on 5005 Radio Nacional, Manuel Mendez in Spain says, June 14th, due to daylight, only a carrier was detected, signing on at 0517 for the next 7 minutes. But on June 18th, Ron Howard in California was hearing it better, with an early sign on, already on at 0516. The music was above threshold level. Songs sounded religious. He still had some audio by 0530, not often heard at this level. Richard Langley in New Brunswick confirms the listener contact program from the only English broadcast of Radio France International, which for some reason is called Sound Kitchen, Saturday, June 16th on 11830 between 0619 and 0628. Big news this week is about Voice of Indonesia, the external service whose only remaining shortwave transmitter varying around 9526 crashed and has not been heard for many months, although they've apparently continued to produce programming for the web. But on June 13th, Ron Howard in California was amazed to find the Voice of Indonesia English programming on 3325, which is the regional station frequency of RRI Palangkaraya. Apparently, its programming has been preempted, replaced by the Voice of Indonesia external service. The English hour, he heard part of, 1307 to 1332. Not very readable. Mick Delmage in Alberta then found a webpage of VOI mentioning, in passing it seems, 3325 as their only frequency. There's another English hour on the original VOI schedule at 10 UT, and Ron has now been hearing that as well on 3325, such as June 17th. But they started to close at 10:24. Apparently their timing was way off, since they were in Chinese at 11:24 and Japanese at 12:23. But they were back to opening English again at 1300, claiming to be on 9525. They used to announce two other frequencies which had been gone for many years, 11785 and 15150. And Ron wonders if VOI is still doing some joint programs with regional stations called Exotic Indonesia, such as Banjarmasin, Bukit Tinggi, and Denpasar. Ron was still hearing this June 18th at 1300, starting English again, and this time the only frequency they announced was another imaginary one, 15150. Clearly not yet announcing where they really are, 3325. And of course note that there's another station on 3325 in BC, Bougainville, Papua New Guinea. It has been quite irregular, and of course when it is off is the best time to hear Indonesia. And on June 14th, Amano-san in Japan confirmed several other languages of VOI on 3325 were also being heard. Arabic at 1600, Spanish at 1700, and German starting at 18 UT. Rick Barton in Central Arizona reports on 9835 RTM Sarawak, Malaysia. At 1330 UT, June 13th, long strings of pop music, a woman presenter, fading in and out with a roller coaster signal. Last week I mentioned hearing Radio New Zealand International on an unscheduled frequency from 1259 UT, June 12th, 9700. But the next day they were back to the proper frequency, even though it's worse for us, 5980. However, they were up on 9700 again, says Dan Sheedy in California. He heard them there at 14 UT, June 16th. A nice signal with rugby scores. We continue to have a confusing situation about the two stations, Dandalkura for the Boko Haram region of Nigeria and neighboring Chad. Originally, Dandalkura Radio International was the only one originating in Maiduguri, Nigeria. Here's how Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been reporting this. On June 14th at 07 to 08, he was hearing Dandalkura Radio International instead of Radio Indrasan International, or Leading Out Indrasan. This was 7 to 8 UT on 13810 via Wolverton, UK. And they announced in English at 0740, Dandalkura Radio International in the 19, 25, and 41 meter bands. Then on June 18th and 19th, he reports 18 to 20 on 11830. Very good reception. And 06 to 07 UT on 11910, the two broadcasts in Kanuri via France. That one with fair to good reception. The other service via Babcock transmitters, 18 to 21 UT, June 18th on 12050 via Ascension, was very good. And then on the 19th at 07 to 08 on 13810 via Wolverton, fair to good. But this one was not the program of Ndarasan in Kanuri and in French. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, 1935. Based on information published in the World of Radio IO Group and in the weekly DX Listening Digest, available via the equally non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina. who sends a check at the beginning of every season to World of Radio, Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Reports of the only Papua New Guinea shortwave station left besides Bougainville, 3260 Radio Madang. Mick Delmage in Alberta says we have over 17 hours of daylight, and the remaining hours filled with twilight. Yet he heard 3260 June 13th at 11:05 with presumed news in English with politics mentioned often. Also reported by Ron Howard in California almost every morning, such as June 13th at 12 until it went off the air at 12:11 UT, they had a problem with the Port Moresby audio feed of the news with some dead air or filler music. Yet the signal was decent, as strong as Bougainville. On June 14th, he reports, the two were parallel with news at 12:04 until 3260 went off at 12:10. Also, June 14th, Dan Sheedy in California was listening at the same time and heard them cut off the air, and June 15th, they went off at 12:06. On June 17th, Ron Howard reports, the usual Sunday religious preaching in Pidgin and religious songs from NBC Madang or Maus Brong Garamut on 3260, except at 11:35 they played Blowin' in the Wind, which is associated here with civil rights and an anti-war song, an interesting selection. Since it was the weekend, there was no news at 1200, but they went off at 12:05 with better reception than in the past. And by the way, Bougainville 3325 was silent on June 15th, 16th, and 17th, clearing the way for Indonesia. Ron also heard 3260 on one of their better days, June 18th, from 11:38 till cutoff at 12:06, and June 19th from 11:46 till suddenly cutoff at 12:10. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports reception of Radio Pilipinas PBS via the VOA Tanang site on June 15th in Filipino, the 1730 to 1930 broadcast, all of which are 250 kilowatts at 283 degrees for the Near and Middle East. 9910 with a good signal, 12120 a fair signal, and 15190 a weak signal. From dxforum.ru via RustyX, June 17th, Captain Flint reports, on the Republic of Sakha, Yakutia, the radio station broadcasting programs in Yakut and Russian on HF frequencies 7295 and 7345, prepared by NBC Saha Yakutia, has ceased broadcasting since April 27th. The project was funded by the Republican government. Broadcasting was discontinued due to financial problems. There's no information on the date of renewal of information at this time. Ron Howard also notes this and says it's now confirmed that Radio Saka is off the air. That's why they did not respond to my emails to them in mid-May, hoping they would soon return. Scotland None. This concerns a program called Voice of Scotland via Channel 292 in Germany 6070. Alan Gale reported that the program schedule showed it would be on the air Thursday, June 14th, at 22 to 23 UT, but it wasn't. The transmitter went off the air a couple minutes after 2200. I was wondering if they were confused about time zones, but the program further showed that it was to be aired Friday, June 15th at 20 to 21 UT, and Richard Langley confirms that it was successfully transmitted that time. He heard it with a good signal via the SDR receiver in Holland. Mostly two guys having a wee chat with a few eclectic musical pieces, including My Lovely Horse, from a Father Ted episode. They discussed several topics, including shortwave radio and Brother Stair. There might be the fourth edition of a Voice of Scotland program over the past several years, and I think they said they recorded it in or near Aberdeen. Via shortwave bulletin, Brian Clark of the NZ Radio DX League reports about SIBC Solomon Islands. following DX reports that 5020 seemed to be having transmission issues. WRTH collaborator Martin Hadlow has been in contact with SIBC, who advised him that, yes, SIBC is having technical problems. The Hitachi transmitter is malfunctioning, and SIBC is awaiting spare parts from Japan. So in the meantime, 9545 is off the air, and 5020 is operating at only half power of 5 kilowatts. But Ron Howard has been hearing 5020 upon Asilomar State Beach, California. June 13th, another greatly extended broadcast at 1254 and 1335 with a strong carrier but no modulation, no audio at all. Normally, he says, by 1335 I would be hearing some definite music, but not today. And then on June 14th, another day of extended broadcasting, a brief check at 1307 found a very decent carrier, but again with no modulation. However, by June 19th, DXer Ivanildo Gonçalves at that DX meeting in Mato Grosso, Brazil, reports hearing some talk at 0921. I often check 11905 around 0115 UT for Sri Lanka signing on with its missed time signal, but haven't heard it lately. However, the signal is always weak in a transpolar path. But now I know why. Because on June 17th and 19th, I was hearing a signal on the same frequency, 11905, apparently from South Asia, but going off just before 0100 UT. Could that be SLBC with a major schedule change? Yes, that's what has happened. Ron Howard forwards news from WRTH, May 22nd, from Pradip Kundu, that they were opening at midnight 30 UT with a sign-on and a program in Bengali. And Alakesh Gupta replies from New Delhi on the DX South Asia group that the Hindi broadcast of SLBC revised the schedule May 22nd, midnight 30 to 1 and 02 to 02:30 on 11905. Here is a clandestine we don't hear much about since it's only on medium wave and FM, or used to be. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports that the Al-Kul radio station of the Syrian opposition in Arabic has suspended transmissions on 1350 kilohertz via Armenia as of May 20th. It was at 1925 to 2057 UT. All about it is on page 518 of the WRTH. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria remotes that certain frequencies of the Voice of Turkey continue to show up considerably off frequency, about 0.7 kilohertz to the high side. Mike Terry forwards news from BBC that Paddy Feeney, the legendary voice of Saturday Special on the BBC World Service for 36 years, has sadly passed away, aged 87, after a short illness. Ivo Ivanov says a new clandestine is scheduled to start July 1st via Babcock transmitters, but no details on the name of it or the languages. And we can't even be positive it's clandestine, but here are the schedulings. 04 to 05 on 9665 via Wolverton. 05 to 06 on 17775 via UAE. And 15 to 17, 13810 via UAE, all aimed at Central Africa. Rick Barton in Arizona reports hearing something new on WWV at 4 minutes past the hour. They give a phone number where audio from WWV can be heard. And I've heard the same from WWVH at 47 minutes past the hours. We can't be sure this will continue, but I've noticed the past 2 weeks, World of Radio has appeared on the 9330 transmitter of WBCQ on Tuesday and Wednesday at 2330. Although we were not notified about any downtime, Ivo Ivanov says none of the Hamburger local radio broadcasts were audible the weekend of June 16th and 17th, World of Radio or any other programs. Info gleaned from what Alan Weiner said worldwide on UT June 16th, WBCQ 7490 and others. Again, he said he was quadricasting, also on their three other frequencies for that hour. He said the superstation of 500 kilowatts looks like it will be a year from now before it is on the air due to various delays by vendors and cost overruns, etc. But he says they're continuing to build the facility. This is despite the fact that a 24/7 language schedule had already been publicized starting this September on 9330. He also said that transmitter number 6 will be pretty much exclusive for the World's Last Chance Ministry, which is paying for it. But there could also be some time for other WBCQ programs. He emphasizes that he wants this 500 kilowatt to be available to the U.S. government in case of national emergency. I was wondering if anyone has been hearing the reported DRM test from WINB, Pennsylvania, on 15670, weekdays between 11 and 17 UT. The place to look is the DRMNA Yahoo group, and there is quite a bit of discussion of it there and on the separate but related DRMNA info blog. It's all pretty technical, but apparently it's not just voice programming, but part of the DRM signal is data casting, perhaps encrypted. Kim Elliott tells us, using SDRs in Southern Europe, I've been hearing it on 15670 after 11 UT, Monday through Friday, sign-on. The audio will decode for a few seconds at a time. Later in the day, WINB is audible through SDRs in the USA, with audio occasionally lasting for longer stretches. I'm using Dream software with Kiwi SDRs. This can be done, but it requires multiple steps that I can explain later. Reception through standalone DRM receivers might be better, though I'm not sure why. No one says anything about the programming content of WINB's DRM transmissions. But Kai Ludwig forwards a clip recorded somewhere. He says, don't be surprised how it sounds. The bitrate is lower than on a standard cell phone call. I listened to it and recognized the Japo Mississippian evangelist way down in a barrel. We've heard her on other stations. Her show is Living the Bible. WTWW3 is continuing to show up on its new frequency, occasionally 15809.911, where I once measured it, especially early UT Sunday. For Bob Hiles' theater organ in the Ozarks at 01 UT when it's parallel to 5085. It may still be on for the weekly paranormal talk show at 05 to 07 UT on 5085, Southern Talk in the Midnight. But this week I could not hear it on 15 megahertz, maybe just not propagating. And it was on midday, Sunday, June 17th, around until 1758. At that time, duplicating 9475. Via Mike Terry, Radio News from Tom Taylor, a $2 million fine for illegal stations is being proposed in a bill at the House of Representatives. It's called the Pirate Act, an acronym for Preventing Illegal Radio Abuse Through Enforcement. Somebody stayed up late working on that one. The bill is H.R. 5709. If it passes the full House, then the Senate, and is signed into law, will pirates get the word? Will licensed stations start running PSAs about new million-dollar pirate fines? That's from a story called Congress Targets the Pirates in Radio News of June 12th. Ron Howard has been hearing a very weak broadcast signal around 13 UT on 3240. It doesn't match anything known from Asia, and I think it might be a medium-wave harmonic. Others in California might try to match it to 810 KGO times 4, or 1620 KSMH times 2. The propagation outlook for Mulder, G1 minor storms expected June 28th with ANK indices of 28 and 5, but mostly 5 and 2 through June 26th and again from July 1st. Solar flux dropping from 74 June 23rd to 68 July 1st through 6th. And that's World of Radio 1935. I'm Glenn Hauser.